This is Keep Your English Up to Date from bbclearningenglish.com.
Meanderthal. It's probably true that people from big cities tend to be much more impatient than people from small towns. Getting from A to B is just so much more difficult with all the traffic and crowds, so people are in much more of a hurry. Also, large towns tend to have a lot of tourists or people who are a bit lost. So, if you're an impatient city person, desperately trying to get to that important meeting, you might get really angry with the Meanderthal in front, who is slowing you down by those crucial seconds. You turn left to get past him, and he turns left. You turn right, he does the same. It's like a strange dance in slow motion. You're going to be late, and it's all that Meanderthal's fault. To meander means to walk slowly, without any clear direction, and a Neanderthal, spelt with an N for November, was a kind of primitive person who lived in Europe 100,000 years ago, something like a caveman, perhaps. So when we call someone a Meanderthal, we're combining these two words, meander and Neanderthal, and we're actually being very rude. We're saying that the person in front who is slowing us down is stupid, they haven't evolved, that they don't know what they're doing or where they're going. But then, if you've ever walked down Oxford Street in London at 5 in the afternoon, rush hour, you might well wonder if some of those shoppers, moving so slowly with a glazed look in their eye, are actually 21st century human beings like you or me. Perhaps they really are Meanderthals.
That was Keep Your English Up to Date from bbclearningenglish.com.